Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Since I'm a native who was born and raised in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's dive into these confessions of people I know and people I just met. Hi guys, I hope you're all doing well. I can't believe this is the last episode of season 3 of the City Confessions. And for those of you who have stuck by me since day one, thank you so much. And if there are any new listeners, welcome. So basically the format of my podcast is that I start with a solo episode in the beginning of the season and at the end, and in between, I have guests on to tell their stories and obviously to say a confession at the end. And for me right now, the solo episode is going to be somewhat of a recap of what's happening in my life, life updates essentially. I can't believe actually the last time I spoke to you all, or basically to myself, was in January. So obviously so much has changed, and yeah, so let's just dive into it. I know that we are still in a pandemic, and it blows my mind knowing that that's happening still, but I am grateful, I guess in a selfish way, that I was able to still somewhat enjoy the first 2 months of 2020. My birthday was in January, so I did go to Tulum, and Tulum is amazing, guys. So if you get a chance, definitely go. And then I took my mom for her birthday to Barcelona. That was in February, so that was a lot of fun. And honestly, once we came back, maybe a week or two, that's when, you know, news started to just like take over about COVID. So yeah, I'm really, really happy. I honestly believe that timing is everything. But I will say currently right now, I definitely have the travel bug and I'm itching to leave. But I guess, you know, safety first. So I might just do like domestic travel. But besides that, I also want to obviously address the whole Black Lives Matter movement. And if you guys haven't heard the previous episode with Asha Terry, definitely do so, because I thought it was extremely powerful and eye-opening, and she really provided great just insight from a mental health advocate's and psychotherapist perspective. Also, just looking back at all the guests that I have, I'm really proud of myself for, you know, collecting a diverse group of people, because obviously it's called the City Confessions and there are so many people who live in New York and are doing amazing things and have different walks of life. And that's the whole point of this podcast. And to be honest and transparent, I do not make money from this. A lot of people ask me that, but it is a passion project. I'm actually really happy again that I've been continuing it and going 1.5 years strong. And I think it's important to acknowledge your wins and accomplishments, because we don't do that enough. So I'm sorry if you guys are like, okay, you're constantly complimenting yourself, but I don't really do that on a daily basis, and I'm not sure how many of you guys can say that you have done it. So for the first 5 minutes, let me just have my moment of shine. So I did a poll on Instagram, and I didn't really know what I wanted to talk about, because my mood has been all over the place, and I'm honestly scatterbrain. I don't know if it's the quarantine, COVID, everything that's happening in the world, or just Mercury in retrograde, but I definitely feel all the feels, and I don't know. Sometimes I wake up and I'm in such a bad mood and I don't even know why. So yeah, I didn't know what I want to talk about, but I want this to be as raw as possible. I'm recording this on Thursday and this is going live Monday, so it's very relevant to exactly how I'm feeling right this moment. And I came up with two topics. One was dealing with anxiety and the other one was or is dating in New York City. For some reason, I thought you guys would be more interested in the dating in New York City because it's like fun and everybody loves talking about that. But the majority of you guys voted, I mean the ones who have voted on the poll, wanted me to speak about anxiety. So I don't know if that's just because the topic seems a little more serious and again appropriate, or if a lot of people can relate and are going through the same thing. So my confession is that I suffer from anxiety and I've been dealing with it for, I want to say, ever since I was in elementary school. And the first encounter that I remember, and you guys are going to think that it sounds so silly, but it's just very telling of my personality and values. I was taking a specialized test, or the standardized test, I believe it was called. So back in the day, I don't know if they do this now, but I think once you approach the fourth grade, fourth, fifth, and sixth, you took these state tests that basically tested your skills in English, math, and writing. And yeah, so you had, and it was graded between 1 to 4, 4 being the best, 3 being average, 2 not doing well. I think 2 might even be failing, and 1 obviously, you know, you didn't comprehend the lessons throughout the school year. But I remember there was this one question and I really got stumped. And for any other child or typical kid, I'm sure they would have either not cared, have winged it, or whatever. But I was so stressed out with this one question. And then on top of that, the thing that made it worse was that there was a time frame. I think it was 60 minutes. I mean, I don't really remember. But I just know that the teacher said something like, oh, you have 10 more minutes. And I also wanted to give myself time to go over all the other questions, and I started to panic and I started to have this moment of, I don't even know, like my body took over, my heart was pounding, I felt like a tingling sensation, I was hot, I was just like freaking out. And in the grand scheme of things, obviously it wasn't that big of an issue, it's one question, but I just, yeah, it was weird, it was new, and I was like, oh my god, I'm so anxious because of a test. Long story short, I got over it, but that's definitely a reoccurring theme in my, I guess, like school year life as a child, because I took school very seriously. I was definitely one of those like perfectionists, wanted A's and everything, but yeah, like so something so simple like a test would give me so much anxiety, and it's like an effect on your body where it overtakes your mind. And we all know that if you're taking a test, the best approach is to be calm so you can logically think about what the question is asking, whereas I approached it as like, oh my god, I need to get this right, and I couldn't even get myself to think clearly. So fast forward, I think that kind of calmed down because, as we know, college is a little more lenient, it's a little more flexible, and by that time I felt like I had a good control over just my anxiety and my approach to schoolwork. I feel like in college you create your own schedule, you create your own discipline. If you want to work on the weekends and do your essays, you can. If you want to pull an all-nighter, you can. So I feel like college was a great way to kind of figure out what works for you in terms of class schedules, how you work. Whereas in school, and I'm referring to elementary and high school, everything was so structured. So that helped, and I think my anxiety calmed down. But when I was in college, that's when I started to experience social anxiety. And I think it's very, if I were not myself and I met myself from like an outsider's perspective, I don't think I would even know that I was going through that, because naturally I'm a very outgoing person. And I do think that I'm, at my core, I'm an extrovert. But I'm an extrovert to a certain extent, meaning I can totally carry a conversation. And if I'm in a group of people that I feel comfortable with, I'm good. I can, you know, just hang out. I love meeting new people. I love hosting. But that's because the people that I often host, obviously, are my friends, are people that I love and trust and just love their company. Given that I was going to a lot of events and I'm, you know, study PR, so I was always kind of in the social scene, it just like freaked me out because, one, I realized I'm good with groups, but I'm not good with crowds. And I sometimes, this stems, you know, to imposter syndrome, always questioning where I'm at, why I'm there. And I don't know if it's like an insecurity that I have, but I know that when I was young, I was definitely a people pleaser, and I spoke about this in a previous episode. I always wanted people to like me, so I think my social anxiety is like, I would approach a room or an event and I would just freak out and just think people are judging me. I like don't feel like I'm myself. It's so awkward for me. And honestly, sometimes that fear prevents me from like going out to events. And not the worst part, but I remember when I started to travel and I would have press trips, that is when I felt my social anxiety the most, because I would be the type of girl to email my contacts and ask them a million questions. I know asking questions is a good thing, but I'm talking about questions like, oh, who's going to be there? How many people are there? What are we going to do? Obviously, the questions, you know, everybody wants to know just what to expect. And I think other people wanted to know that for, you know, like what's a pack. But for me, it was more like the ambiance, the environment, who am I going to surround myself with, especially if it's traveling. And yeah, I would ask just so many questions. And then when I would find out who was going, I would basically stalk them and just like try to get a feel for who they are. I mean, not necessarily judging them, but just, you know, playing in my head like, oh my god, are they gonna be nice? Are they gonna like me? Am I gonna be comfortable? Are we gonna get along? And I would have all of this, you know, freak out moment before even approaching the trip. And you know, fortunately, all of my trips have been great, and I don't think I was in any scenario where I felt uncomfortable. there were moments where I do think there are stronger personalities, and when that's the case, I usually just take a step back and I am a little more reserved. But for the most part, social anxiety is real, guys. I mean, I don't know. I feel like I start to question, like, am I really an extrovert? Because the more I talk about it, the more I'm like, I don't even know if I like people. But I wanted to first just, I know this episode is all over the place. I feel like whenever I do a solo episode, I just like word vomit. I don't really have an agenda. But I wanted to first define anxiety, because I know that we all experience it and it's normal. So we can relate to a certain extent. But they say that, I'm reading this from the National Alliance on Mental Illness website. It says, however, when feelings of intense fear and distress become overwhelming and prevent us from doing everyday activities, an anxiety disorder may be the cause. Anxiety disorders are the most common mental health concern in the United States. Over 40 million adults in the U.S. have an anxiety disorder. And there are different symptoms. For emotional symptoms, it's feelings of apprehension or dread, feeling tense or jumpy, restlessness or irritability, anticipating the worst and being watchful for signs of danger. And the physical symptoms are pounding or racing heart and shortness of breath, sweating, tremors, twitches, headaches, fatigue, insomnia, upset stomach, frequent urination, or diarrhea. So let me tell you guys, 2 days ago, I had the most intense anxiety when I was sleeping. And now I feel like I have sleep anxiety. Again, I'm just like not, I haven't, you know, sought out help or anything. But I get this every now and then, and it's really, really bad. So basically, sometimes it's because something is going on in my life. I have a certain event. And when I say event, I'm talking about not, you know, social event. So I mean something that's happening in my life. And, you know, we overthink it when we're sleeping. That's when, for some reason, our minds start racing. But I get this every now and then. And basically what happens is I will be tired. I will go to bed. And I will just not be able to fall asleep. And that, I know that we all go through that again, but like my type of anxiety when I'm sleeping is like I start to be anxious. Like I feel like I have not like an outer body experience, but I am aware that one, I cannot sleep. Two, that I'm experiencing anxiety at the moment. And then three, I'm anxious. Well, there goes the ambulance, guys. This always happens when I record, but this is New York. And then three, I'm losing my train of thought. I'm aware of what time I have to be up. And then I start feeling anxious about the lack of sleep that I'm having or that. And yeah, does that make sense? So, and then my body starts to be super, super tired. And I get frustrated so easily because I'm like, why am I not going to sleep? This is so annoying. And then, you know, before I know it, it's 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m. And I think 2 days ago, I ended up sleeping around 4:30, but I was in bed by 12:30. And then I woke up around 8:30 just because my biological internal clock is always just like waking me up in the morning. I'm not the type of person that if I sleep late, that whole 7 to 8 hour transfers. Like I just wake up usually between 7 and 8. So normally I feel like that would just solve itself. So like the next day I would just sleep early. But last night it happened yet again. And on top of this, I mean, this might be too much information. I started to get indigestion, like my body just like wasn't, I don't want to say like working, I just feel like sometimes my mind is so strong and it doesn't always agree with what's happening in my body, and that's how I would summarize anxiety. I remember there was one time a friend asked me, oh, like, how does anxiety feel? And like, what does that even mean? Because she felt like so many people were saying they have anxiety and she had no idea what that meant, because she thinks that, isn't it just the same as being anxious and nervous? And yes, the general definition, in my opinion, is the common feeling of being like nervous and you're like a little on edge. I think severe anxiety takes it to another level where, again, the definition that I mentioned earlier, it does have physical and emotional symptoms where, at least for me, it's almost like I can't control it, and then it stops me from doing things that I want to do or things that you naturally should do, like sleep. I don't really know what the cause of it is. Sometimes I feel like in the past, it would be, again, let's say I have a travel trip coming up, I would get anxiety the night before, or something that's significant that's happening. But literally these past few days, I don't have a reason. And I've been feeling just like, I don't even know. I get in my head so much that I wake up and I don't want to do anything. And I'm like really sad and mad and super unmotivated. And I just end up spiraling into this state of mind that I don't like. Like, I don't like what that makes me feel, because it doesn't make me feel good. And I know that I'm not the best version of myself. And thankfully, I'm here by myself. And I'm not interacting with anybody, because I feel like my energy is very contagious. So I know that if I were to interact with people, they would definitely feel it. And I wouldn't want that, because again, I'm not the best version of myself. And when I hang out and interact with people, I want to be the best version of myself. So I think my only solution right now that I'm putting on myself is to basically do more meditating. I definitely have been slacking on that, but I have been journaling in the mornings just to kind of document how I'm feeling, and even taking CBD. I haven't taken CBD in a while, and I have these like drops, so maybe hopefully that can help in the nighttime. But I really just wanted to talk about it because I'm such a huge advocate for mental health, and I've been through, you know, quite a lot of things, which I'm sure a lot of you guys have been as well. But for me, I think a common theme in my life is definitely a sense of anxiety, somewhat depression, PTSD from my surgery. And if you guys don't know what I'm referring to, make sure you check out my last episode of season 2 from last year. It launched in December and it's titled My Biggest Health Confession. And the thing is that what people don't realize is that when you have these quote unquote issues, they don't just go away. Like, I can have a month of no anxiety and feeling my best, but then literally the next month I can have a whole week of anxiety. You know, it's funny because 2 weeks ago I spoke to a friend and I was saying, oh my god, I've been having amazing sleep, I've been having these crazy vivid dreams, and my sleep, I probably hadn't had that like that great of a sleep in a while. Like, I can't recall the moment where, you know, it was so memorable. And I just slept like a baby. I would wake up to pee because your girl pees a lot, and I would look at the time and I felt in my mind that I had been sleeping for like at least 4 hours, and I only realistically slept for like an hour and a half. And that just goes to show how great the quality was. And that was only 2 weeks ago. And then now, this week, or the past few days, it's the total opposite. I did a 180, and it's just really annoying and frustrating, because I think sleep is so important, and to not even be able to understand the cause of it is annoying for me personally, just because I'm such a problem solver and I wish there was a reason why. And I'm honestly going through my head thinking about my concerns and maybe things that I've been, you know, putting under the rug, like, you know, things that I don't want to acknowledge, but I really can't even tell you what is bothering me right now. And this is a question that I ask my guests in every single episode, like, what keeps you up at night? So right now, what keeps me up at night is my freaking anxiety, because I literally can't go to sleep. Yeah, I don't know. I think I should probably go see a doctor for this, because it's definitely something that's been happening every now and then. I don't know if it's normal or not. And I've been meaning to go to therapy for the longest. I think with this whole COVID thing, it definitely has stopped all of that, because we physically couldn't go. But as things are opening up now, I think I want to prioritize, you know, people want to go out and like go to restaurants and all that, and I love that as well, but I want to prioritize just mental health and taking care of myself. And that can mean going for a massage, you know what I mean? But I want to schedule basically an appointment with my doctor and find a therapist finally, because I know I've been saying this for over a year and I haven't done that. I don't know. I've also recently been consuming so much information, not the news, information on therapy and communication and the way you talk. And one thing that I read was that we all have an inner child, and that concept was so foreign to me. I never heard of it, and when I came across it, it was just eye-opening. I was like, oh my god, this makes so much sense, because we all have an inner child, and that means things that we held on to as a child, things that we absorbed and observed, how we were treated, what we consumed, our thought processing. You know, we evolve as human beings over time, but that doesn't mean that who we were as a child is gone. You know, that is still a part of us. It's part of our DNA. And when you interact with people, especially if you go into relationships, whether it's romantic or not, even if it's friends, co-workers, whatever the case is, and there can be situations that trigger the inner child in us. And I was like, oh my god, this makes so much more sense now, because there are times when I feel like currently I don't feel that way, but for some reason it still bothers me. And obviously now I realize it stems from your past. You know, the past is there for a reason. Yes, you move on, but the past definitely, definitely shapes who you are and how you see the world. And the past is something that you can't change, you know what I mean? So if you are aware of it, you can definitely learn to react to it so that you can, I guess, like, I don't know, make progress in the future, and be self-aware of how you are in the moment, in the present. So yeah, that's my little rant for this episode. I will be taking July off because it would just be a little too wild, you know, to be doing one episode weekly for the whole year. I even get insecure about recording my solo episodes because I feel like I don't know if this was meaningful at all. I felt like I just started talking and ranting, and if you can imagine, I'm literally in my apartment talking to myself. I feel like, I don't know if you guys ever watched Suits, but like, I love Suits. Oh my god, what's his name? I literally have to Google it. Suits characters. Wow, I'm like blanking out. Oh, Louis Litt. So he's one of the main character in Suits, and he basically records these like memos to himself, and that's how I feel right now, because it says like recording and I'm just talking into like my phone basically. But keeping it real, y'all, always. So that's it for the last episode of season 3 of the City Confessions. I just hope you guys are doing well, and I'm honestly energetically sending you tons of positive vibes, because you know, vibes don't lie. And I would love to interact with any of you guys, or I'm open to suggestions on what you want to hear from in my fourth season, or any guests that you want me to have on. But yeah, I'm gonna sign out now, and I hope you all have a great summer. I feel like I'm a teacher now. Have a great vacation, but I will be back in August. All right, bye.